Let's begin our share, which is entitled "The Curses of the Old Year." It's something that I always found very interesting. But we'll open with something that some of you may not have known—a piece really of trivia about what is special about a year such as this one, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Monday and a Tuesday. There's something very special in halacha that occurs. And that is, the Torah readings are different than all other years. Let's begin with the Shulchan Aruch. Orach Chaim 428, 4 in source number 1. Once again, there should be ample source sheets. Thank you again to the office for running those off very, very quickly. But if not, there are some available on the table over there. Shulchan Aruch tells us, what is the rule that governs some of the Torah readings? Ula olam korin parshat b'midbar sinai kodem atzeret. We always read b'midbar before Shavuot. Tisha B'Av kodem v'etchanan, and Tisha B'Av will always fall out on the in the week in between when we read Parshat Tvarim and Parshat v'etchanan. Nitzavim, atem nitzavim kodem Rosh Hashanah. Nitzavim will fall out right before Rosh Hashanah, as you will see. V'lachein, says Shulchan Aruch, therefore, kishe Rosh Hashanah b'yom Beit Gimel, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Monday and a Tuesday, sheyesh shtei Shabbatot ben Rosh Hashanah l'Sukkot, because in those circumstances, there will actually be two Shabbatot, two plain Shabbats that do not fall out, meaning on Yom Kippur, between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, meaning if Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, Tuesday, we're going to have that following Shabbat will be Shabbat Shuvah, as we refer to it, and then we'll have another Shabbat that falls out between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So because we have those 2 weeks, says Shulchan Aruch, Tzrichim lechalek nitzavim vayelech. For that reason, we're going to split up the two parshiyot Nitzavim Vayelech, Kidei sheyikru Vayelech ben Rosh Hashanah letzom Kippur, in order that we have Vayelech between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, v'hazinu ben Tzom Kippur leSukkot, and Hazinu will actually be read between Yom Kippur and Sukkot on that Shabbat. And continues the Shulchan Aruch, although I do cut him off in the middle here, v'siman, and the siman, the sort of memory note to remember this is, Bag HaMelech, Pat Vayelech. We will decipher that sign in just a little bit, but that's the siman to help you remember this. Bag HaMelech Pat Vayelech. Okay, now the question is, the Shulchan Aruch makes it very, very clear that we must always read Nitzavim the week before Rosh Hashanah, so much so that when it comes to a year where there will be two more Shabbatot after Rosh Hashanah, before Sukkot, and of course on Sukkot, that will be the last parsha. We'll be reading Vizot HaBracha on what we call Simchat Torah. So really, that's where the Torah is going to end. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch says, you can't just have Nitzavim Vayelech be the week in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then Ha'azinu the week afterwards. Nitzavim always has to go before Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? What's special about Parshat Nitzavim? That it must be read before Rosh Hashanah at all costs. Any suggestions from the crowd? Yes. Beautiful idea. So there's a possibility that the word Nitzavim, which is the name of the parsha, teaches us that we're standing in front of God, and that's a message that we want to internalize before Rosh Hashanah. We'll actually say something very similar to that in a moment, so excellent suggestion. Any other ideas? Does anybody know the content of Parshat Nitzavim and how it may relate to this? So let's jump to our next source, source number 2, the Levush, which is a re-codifying almost of the Shulchan Aruch and some of the commentaries' rules. He says as follows, Ve'atem nitzavim le'olam korin kodem Rosh Hashanah. In source number 2, you have the Hebrew, you have the English. Atem nitzavim, the parsha of nitzavim, is always read before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Mipnei sheyesh ba'inyanei tshuva. It has lots about the matters of teshuva. It tells us about returning to God. So therefore, v'zehu kumu v'tiku. And he says there's another siman which Shulchan Aruch gives later, kumu v'tiku, which is like nitzavim, stand up and then blow. And therefore, he says, we have this before Rosh Hashanah. And then he continues on to tell us the rest of the rules. V'lachen kish Rosh Hashanah b'yom beto b'yom gimel. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Monday, Tuesday, then we'll have to make sure that Nitzavim is still read before Rosh Hashanah, even though it might have been simpler to say Nitzavim v'yelech should be read together on that Shabbat that is in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We say no, Nitzavim must be read before, and we're going to split it up from Vayelech that following week. Now, what's all this insistence about? It's true that Nitzavim is about matters of tshuva, But why are we making ourselves so crazy to make sure that always has to be before Rosh Hashanah? What's the purpose of this? So the truth is, this really goes back to an earlier reason given by the Gemara, which we're going to explore today in the time that we have left, which is why I called this year the curses of the old year, which is the Magen Avraham, a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, which you have in front of you in source number 3, brings the Gemara and explains actually two of the rules that we found in Shulchan Aruch. One rule that we had was Parashat Bamidbar Sinai Kodem Atzeret. The Parsha of Bamidbar was read before Shavuot, and the one that Atem Nitzavim must be read before Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? Says the Magen Avraham, based on a Gemara in Megillah, which we have in the next source, Ki Ba'atzeret Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanot, because on Shavuot, that is the Rosh Hashanah, the new year for trees, V'lachen Korim Sidra Echad Achara Tochachot, and therefore we read one Parsha after the Tochacha. We know that in the Torah, there are two sections in which it offers very harsh rebuke to the Jewish people. One of those is Parshat Ki Tavo, which we're actually about to read this coming week. Again, very harsh rebuke, lots of curses, and that's how they're known, as the Klalot. And also we have them, anybody know what the other one? Parshat Bechukotai. So, says Magen Avraham, we have Bechukotai, we have Ki Tavo. Therefore, we make sure to read the Parshiot that follow those on the weeks before our Rosh Hashanahs. One Rosh Hashanah is our Rosh Hashanah that we know. Therefore, what follows Ki Tavo? Nitzavim. So we want to read that and finish up all the curses before Rosh Hashanah comes. That's why we have this insistence about reading Parshat Nitzavim, the Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, when it comes to another type of Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah for trees, we also want to get the curses out of the way. So therefore, we finish the curses of Parshat Bechukotai, and we read the next Parsha, Bamidbar, prior to getting to that Rosh Hashanah. Any questions? So that's the order. We want to finish off the curses and give us, so to say, a break week in between. And therefore, he says, "Kedei shetichleh hashana vekilloteha," in order that the year and its curses should be finished. We are setting a finite end to the year, and we're saying all the curses that we read, those should be in the past. In the future, we want only beautiful things. He says, "Umehai taman." For this reason, Korina temnitzavim kodem Rosh Hashanah. That's the first comment of the Magen Avraham. He links it to this Gemara, to this section from Gemara Megillah 31b, which is going to be our next source, saying that we want to finish off the year and its curses, and then hopefully the new year can begin curse-free, because the curses were relegated to the previous year. He also deciphers the siman that we mentioned above. We mentioned this Bag HaMelech Pat Vayelach. What does that mean? It's sort of a riddle. Says Magen Avraham, HaMelech, Hainu Rosh Hashanah. Because we know that we're trying to crown God king over us, and really celebrate that on the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Shulchan Aruch calls this Bag HaMelech. Beit Gimel being, of course, Monday and Tuesday. HaMelech of Rosh Hashanah. Then he says, Pat Vayelech. Pat Vayelech, what does that mean? Says the Magen Avraham, still in source number 3. Perush, this means, Milashon Patot Otah Pitim, to split it, to break it into pieces, Shemechalkim Nitzavim Vayelech Vishtaim. Normally, we would say that Nitzavim Vayelech go together. Those are two parshiot that are supposed to stick together. Notably, they're actually very, very short. And therefore, it's nice, we put them together, they make one unit, like many parshiot in the Torah that we combine. However, in the year of Bag HaMelech, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Bag, then we will Pat Vayelech, we'll split up Nisavim and Vayelech from each other. So with that, in summary so far, we set out this rule that Nitzavim must always be read before Rosh Hashanah. We suggested two possibilities. Possibility number 1 is because of the matters of Teshuvah that are discussed within it. Possibility number 2, based on the Gemara, is that we want to get rid of the curses in the previous year, and therefore we want to finish those off, give ourselves a little break, and begin Rosh Hashanah. Now, this you can find really said back in the Talmud. We'll read it quickly in English just to summarize that. And we'll say as follows, source number 4. It's taught in a Braita, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Ezra enacted for the Jewish people that they should read the portion of the curses that are recorded in Leviticus before Shavuot, which as we said was Parshat Bechukotai, and the portion of the curses that are recorded in Deuteronomy before Rosh Hashanah, which as we said is Ki Tavo. The Gemara asks, what is the reason for this? Why did Ezra set up the Jewish Kriyat HaTorah cycle in this fashion? Okay, this does not refer to the triennial cycle. Some actually suggest that it does, that they would actually read these curses no matter where they were up to. Famously, there was another cycle of reading the Torah, which is what I'm referring to now, called the triennial cycle, which is where they would complete the Torah every 3 years. Some commentaries even suggest that they would interrupt their regular reading to read these curses on the Shabbatot prior to Rosh Hashanah and Shavuot. However, certainly according to our schedule that we go on, these are read at this point. And says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason for this? Abaye said, and some say that it was Reish Lakish who said, in order that the year may conclude together with its curses, and the new year may begin without the ominous reading of the curses. Okay, that's our source. Now, there is a bit of a problem with this reading and the way that we set it up. If it's truly about finishing the curses in the previous year, what should be the last parsha before Rosh Hashanah? Kitavo. It doesn't have to be Nitzavim. If we're trying to say we want to leave all the curses behind, so let's leave them behind, we can read it the Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah. That doesn't really explain why we read Nitzavim always before Rosh Hashanah. It's a very nice connection to say, you know, but at the end of the day, in theory, if we're saying we just have to finish reading the curses, so let's finish reading the curses and have Rosh Hashanah. And then we can put Nitzavim for Shabbat Tshuva. What better than the themes of Tshuva that we see in Nitzavim Vayelech? So for this, we turn to a really old argument, an argument that was actually between those in the Beit Midrash of Rabbeinu Nissim and some of the Balei HaTosfot, in source number 5 here. I'm going to try to read this along in the Hebrew and translate. You're welcome to follow in the English if you want. The English translation is below. Just note that you'll be turning the page while we're still reading the Hebrew. So if you're following along the Hebrew, you're going to want to stay on this page as we read through it. If you're following along in the English, you're going to want to turn the page when we get there. So, Sha'alu b'Beit HaMidrash Shel Rabbeinu Nissim. They asked in the Beit HaMidrash, in the study hall of Rabbeinu Nissim, Lama milchalkim parshat nitzavim vayelech l'shnayim? Why is it that we split the parshiyot of Nitzavim Vayelech into two? Kishayesh beis Shabbatot ben Rosh Hashanah leSukkot. When there are two Shabbases, as we mentioned, between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, below Yom HaKippurim, which don't fall out on Yom Kippur. Obviously, if it fell out on Yom Kippur, we'd have the special reading of Yom Kippur on that Shabbat. Ve'ein mechalkin matot umaseh, she'aruchot yoter. And this is a famous question, which is, throughout this entire year, people were asking me, there was a difference between where we were up to in the Torah reading and where Eretz Yisrael was up to in the Torah reading. And so there are a lot of questions as to how should we split up each of the readings. One of the factors, says Rabbeinu Nissim, and at least those who learned in his study hall, those who were part of his group, they said, it makes sense, we want to relieve the Balei Kriya, those who are reading the Torah, we won't make them read these super long parshiyot. Let's split it up, says Rabbeinu Nissim, into sections that at least, you know, people will find it easier to read. Matot and Maaseh combined have a whooping something like 240-something psukim between them. Okay? That's a lot of psukim to read. I know because I read it. I know because it was my bar mitzvah parsha. It was long. I always used to joke, once I've read the first half of the Torah, I may as well read the other half too. So says Rabbeinu Nissim, why are we waiting to split up Nitzavim and Vayelech, which combined don't even top 80 psukim combined? Yet, we're jumping to read Matot and Maaseh together. Why don't we switch that? Let's keep Nitzav and Vayelech together. That will be a nice short parsha, and then we can split up Matot and Maaseh. Answers Rabbeinu Nissim Ve'eshiv, and he answered, Lefishche be'atem Nitzavim, because in the parsha reading of Nitzavim, Yesh klalot she kilel Yisrael. There are curses that the Jews were cursed with, kodem Rosh Hashanah. And really, says Rabbeinu Nissim, what are the curses that we're completing before Rosh Hashanah? Not this week's Parsha of Kitavo, but rather Atem Nitzavim also contains reference to curses. It talks about what will happen if we do bad. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Nissim, we've got to finish off the curses in their entirety prior to Rosh Hashanah. That's why we have Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. However, Tosfot don't like this answer, and they say Vikasha. She'anu lo machshavin en haklalot shekilel Moshe Yisrael. And Tosfot basically lay out in the following sentence, which I cut a little bit short, that basically the curses that we consider curses in the formal sense, are actually completed in still within Parshat Ki Tavoh. So Tosfot asks one question. They say, listen, if we're talking formal curses here in terms of calculating the curses, those curses finish with the words Ad Ein Koneh, Lavadim Lishvachot Ve'Ein Koneh, which are present in Parshat Ki Tavoh. Therefore, ask the Tosfot on Rabbeinu Nisim, what are you talking about? We know that the curses really do end in Parshat Ki Tavoh. That's question number one, okay? Havi min haklalot v'lo yoter, that's where the klalot end. V'od kashia, okay, we're on the middle of the third line in the Hebrew. We actually have already turned the page on the English, and it is even more difficult, the second line. Again, if you're following along in the Hebrew, you'll remain on page one. If you're following in the English, you can turn the page already. V'od kashia, furthermore, it's even more difficult. Lefis svarato, according to his logic, amai in korin ha'azinu kodem rosh hashanah. Ask Tosfot, one moment. Nitzavim is not the only other parsha where there are some curses and where there's some negative content. What about Hazinu? The following week after Vayelech. Sharei gam sham yesh klalot. Tosfot would say, technically speaking, if you look through Parshat Hazinu, you'll see curses there as well. Mizei ra'av ulechumei reshef. Which it's very actually hard to translate. I use the Living Torah translation here, which this means they will be bloated by famine, consumed by fever. There's a couple of lines there that are really, really harsh. And say to us, but if we're really trying to finish up all the curses and not just the formal curses of Parshat Ki Tavoh, then we should even have Hazinu be before Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, some people ask why we don't try to finish the Torah on Rosh Hashanah. Wouldn't that be a more appropriate time for the completion of the Torah cycle? But that's not today's topic. We'll stick with Tosfot. So Tosfot ask a number of questions. And therefore, based on these two questions, question number one, that the curses in Nitzavim are not part of the formal curses, and question number two, that Hazinu also contains some negative material, they say the following, Lekach niralise, the Balei HaTosfot, Hatam, the reason seems to me, that, Hatam she'anu mechalkin otam, the reason that we split them up, Lefi she'anu rotzim lehafsik. We want to make a definitive pause between the curses and Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, it's true that we have to finish off the curses before Rosh Hashanah, and we do that. The reason why we do it one Shabbat before and we have to read Nitzavim is because we want the break. We don't want to go right from those ugly curses into Rosh Hashanah. It's true they'll be finished, but we still, it will leave a bad taste on our tongues, especially if Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, you know, if the previous Shabbat we just read, the curses will all be down in the dumps. Therefore, we want to have a break Shabbat in which we read Parshat Nitzavim. And the purpose of Parshat Nitzavim is not for any other reason other than to say, here's a break from the evil curses of the week before. And that's how they explain it. Velikrot Shabbat achat kodem Rosh Hashanah, to read one Shabbat's reading before Rosh Hashanah, b'farshah, shelo tehei midaberet biklalot klal. There, we don't want it to be talking about any curses. That's why we read Nitzavim beforehand. Shelo lehasmich haklalot leRosh Hashanah, in order not to bring the klalot too close to Rosh Hashanah. So we want to finish them beforehand, but keep a certain distance. Umitam zeh, and he says, therefore, if you look back, what was our parallel case where else we had the curses in the Torah? It was Parshat Bechukotai, and we said that there too, because there's the new year for the trees, we don't want to end that year on a bad note, and therefore Tosfot note that we read the Parsha of Bamidbar Sinai, of Bamidbar, Kodem Atzeret, also that's a break week in between the curses of Parshat Bechukotai. We then have a break of Bamidbar, then we have the Rosh Hashanah for trees, so too we have the curses of Ki Tavoh, a break week of Nitzavim, and then we have our Rosh Hashanah. That's Tosfot's approach. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Nisim says, no, there are curses present in Parshat Nitzavim, and therefore that's why we want to finish off all the curses before we go on to Rosh Hashanah. That was their argument. I would like to suggest something that's a little bit different, a slight modification of this, but open with a different question, and that is, I know that we believe in mystical Judaism. I know that we believe in God's amazing power. I know that all those things are wonderful. And Ezra sets up for us that we should be reading these klalot, these curses, before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Kedei shetichle shana vekilloteha. We want the year to end with its curses. Last year will be cursed, not this year. I ask you a question. This is a great idea. Ezra, thank you so much for setting up this system. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the Klalot this week, Parshat Ki Tavo. And what does Ezra say is going to happen? You're in good hands. The year and the curses, they're going to stick with last year. Next year is going to be a fantastic year because you just read the curses. So then instead on Rosh Hashanah, maybe I'll sleep in a little bit. I won't go to shul. What do I need to go to shul for? I've read my curses this week. Last year is going to be cursed, not this year. Oh, Aser Dimei Tshuva, I don't need those. You know, I already did what Ezra said to do. He said that I can read the Klalot and that last year will be cursed, not this coming year. How exactly does this work that we're saying, Tichle Shana V'Kilalotea, that the previous year will end up with curses and not the coming year? Is this really enough to guarantee that for me? I somehow don't think so. That doesn't seem to be something that makes sense based on all else that we have going on. We have Rosh Hashanah, we have Yom Kippur. We can't just throw away all that and saying, so long as you read the bad parsha you have before Rosh Hashanah, your bad year will end and a good year will begin. It's very hard to understand. And for that I turn to something that I saw in a couple of sources, but always seemed a little bit intuitive to me, and I hope will seem the same to you. Here it's cited in the name of Rabbi Shlomo Brevda, who was a famous mashgiach. And he suggests the following in his sefer called Yemei Ratzon, which refers to, of course, the period of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Elul, which we are in right now. And again, I'll read the Hebrew, but you're welcome to follow along in the English as well. It's source number 6, cited from a commentary on the Gemara and Megillah there called Daf al Hadaf, where he gathers together various sources. He says, it was said for Yemei Ratzon, in the book Yemei Ratzon, which, sorry, was not from Rabbi Brevda himself, but was from another author. Mevi mihagon Shlomo Brevda shlita shehiksha, he brought from Rabbi Shlomo Brevda, who asked, Dilich ora yesh lehavin. He says, we have to understand, ha'im b'kriyat klalot shevimishne Torah, if by reading these curses which are found in Sefer Devarim, namely, Parshat Ki Tavo, yugram shetichle shana v'kilaloteha, it will cause that, again, the bad year will end and we'll have only good from now on. Im kein, if so, lama tzrichim chizuk v'hitorut v'slichot b'mi chodesh elo? Why is it that we need all this inspiration? Why is it that we need a pre-Rosh Hashanah midrashet yom rishon? Just read your klalot in shul this week. Utkiat shofar. And why do we need to blow the shofar? Va'amirat malchiyot zichronot v'shofrot. And to read all these sections in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Va'aser dimei tshuva. And Yom Kippur. Why do we need all these things? Asks Rabbi Brevda. Halo bilav hachi tichle shana v'kelloteha mimela tanachel shana v'yarkoteha. Without this, we said, the bad year and its curses are going to end and the new year is going to begin great. Mikevan shekaranu klalot shevimishne Torah lifne Rosh Hashanah. Since we read them before, exactly the question that I just asked you. Vayinyan Sarich Piuri says this requires, you know, clarification of some sort. How can this possibly be? Uvier and Rabbi Revda explained, Deyesh Lomar, that we can answer, Dekavanat Ezra Shetikain, Sheyu Korin Klalot Shebimishne Torah Kodem Rosh Hashanah, the intention of Ezra, who established the system, who said, the curses must be read before Rosh Hashanah, and the curses must be read in Parashat Ki Tavo, the curses must be read in Parashat Bechukotai, before the various Rosh Hashanahs. What was he intending to do with that? First of all, Ezra's not God. He can't guarantee us. He was certainly a great holy person, but he can't really guarantee us that the year will end with its curses just by reading this, unless he got this as a nevuah from God, which it sounds like this was just something that Ezra set up. He says, so that which he established, that we should read these klalot shav mishne Torah kodem Rosh Hashanah, kedei shetichle shana v'kilaloteha, in order that, again, the curses of the year will conclude. Kivein bazeh le'orer kol echad ve'echad le'hitbonen b'matzavo ha'prati. He intended, by setting up this system, that each person would look at their personal situation. Tir dotav. And we would notice, what are all these terrible things that are happening to us? We all have struggles, we all have problems. A person would look at what is going wrong with them and read Parshat Ki Tavo right before Rosh Hashanah and say, hey, what I'm experiencing sounds an awful lot like what we've read happens for people who don't follow the Torah as well as they should be. And therefore, v'yalel dato, this person will realize, hey, achein nitkayma bi kama v'kama me'ha'onshin hamnuyin kan betochacha. Many of the things that we are being rebuked about, many of the punishments that are coming, are actually happening to me on some level. Again, it may not be exactly what the Torah is listing word by word. And again, we're certainly not saying everybody's a terrible person and deserves all of these punishments. But the things that are going wrong for us are things that the Torah is saying can be remedied when we make our relationship to Hashem closer and proper. And therefore, V'hareya Torah masira she'onshim eile yagiyu eleinu chas v'shalom biglal ma'aseinu alo tovim. That maybe these things are reaching us because of our actions, that they're not as good as they should be. V'im kein, and therefore he says, mistaber me'od, it makes a lot of sense. The person will be thinking, she'atzarota elu, hapoktot oti v'amonot oti milkayem Torah karo'uy. These issues that are stopping me now, that are making it hard for me to fulfill the Torah, are coming to me, why? Because I haven't been doing such a great job. And therefore, enam mikra, it's not just by chance that this particular sorrow has befallen me, but rather, ela onshei shamayim bavonoteinu harabim. Perhaps these are something, these are a sign from God. V'harei alai lefashfesh b'maasai, and I therefore should look back at what I've done over the year, and I should see, how can I change this? Ulhitvadot al chata'ai, and maybe, no, to confess for those the things that I've done, for the sins that I've done. Ulhitcharet aleihem b'choli bi, and to feel bad, to regret them. And that will bring us to return to God, to repent, to do a tshuva shlema. And this will cause us to say one thing for certain, we will never, I will not return to that not so great behavior. Says Rav Revda, this is what the phrase Tich Lashana V'Kilaloteha means. When we are reminded that sometimes our not-so-great actions bring consequences with them, we'll be able to look back at our own lives and to say, maybe this is what's happening. Maybe I should take this initiative, whatever may have gone wrong, to say, to look inside and say, now is the time for me to do Teshuvah. And therefore, we read it before Rosh Hashanah. Why? To give people this opportunity to reflect upon their personal circumstances and to say that this is an opportunity to remind us of teshuva. And therefore he finishes, right? Ki achotei hichlit la'azov et drachav u'ma'alalav yilot hiritzuyim, because this will cause the person to actually do the teshuva, leave behind their sins, and that's why the curses will be relegated to last year. Because in the new year, we'll have already decided that we can do this. We can make ourselves better. We can improve on ourselves, and therefore the klalot, the curses that accompany inappropriate actions, will be left behind. And when we hear the sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is coming to us, Yosif tshuval tshuvato, again, it will only cause us to reinforce that tshuva which we have done. And the new year will begin with its blessings. And I think that this is really the message to take from the Torah reading that we want to complete this week, as well as for the gap week that we see. This is where I'd like to return to the source number two, to the Levush. Based on what Rav Revda has explained, it would be very nice that we want to finish the curses before Rosh Hashanah. But there also needs to be that time, there also needs to be that connection, that opportunity for us to undergo the full tshuva procedure. For that reason, I think, this Torah reading of the curses can't be something that comes a day or two before Rosh Hashanah. We need to give ourselves a week, some time, especially a parsha in which the ideals of teshuvah, of repentance, of returning to God, are emphasized. That's why it's there. We have that short period before Rosh Hashanah for us to contemplate what we heard on Shabbat, and in this case, what we will hear this coming Shabbat, and not necessarily so much about even our personal tzaros, about our personal sorrows or our personal hardships, but rather even to look at the general circumstance. We're looking at the entire Klal Yisrael and saying, listen, we could be in so much of a better place. And therefore, when we hear the Torah reading this coming week, and we're reminded of the bad things that can happen when we don't act properly, if we internalize that message, and over the next week, which approaches the Torah reading of Teshuvah, as we mentioned in source number two, that will allow us to begin our teshuvah process coming into Rosh Hashanah and really make our new year one where the new year begins with beauty and to leave the curses behind in the previous year. Thank you so much for coming out.